voting, you guys.
Thank you.
Election workers empty out the ballot box outside City Hall on Tuesday morning as Jeff Shelton heads to cast his ballot. Shelton says he doesn't think any of the propositions should pass, but he took particular issue with Proposition 1. That measure seeks to cap the rate the city uses to determine how much residents pay in property taxes each year.
It just leads to a major step backwards in this community, which is losing population, losing influence, and is needing to make itself a bit healthy and a bit more attractive than it's doing. And that is not the way to do it.
Another resident outside City Hall, Lawrence Siverly, says he wasn't familiar with the candidates up for election. He came to vote on the ballot measures. He says he voted yes on Proposition 1 because his son is a homeowner here, and yes on Proposition 2, which would exempt essential food and residential utilities from local sales tax.
Since I'm a senior, I already have benefits for food, but I think that should be available for everybody that lives here.
But Siverly says he voted no on Proposition 3, which would implement a new seasonal sales tax system in Juneau next year. Proponents say the change would take advantage of the 1.7 million cruise passengers that come to town each year, while also giving year-round residents a break in the winter. But opponents say the system won't actually save residents money in the long run. Siverly says he voted against it because he doesn't want to pay a higher rate in the summer. Out in the Mendenhall Valley, Brian Fox walked outside the Mendenhall Valley Public Library after voting in person. Fox didn't share how he voted, but he says he wants to make things more livable in Juneau.
I know that the cost of living here, and I'm acquainted with it very well, having lived here and in Fairbanks previously, that the cost of many things is sky high, some of it a little out of proportion.
Back at City Hall, Lorraine Jones is the volunteer supervisor for the election this year. Next to a stack of I Voted Today stickers featuring the Alaska state flag, she fills up a basket of candy for voters.
People have picked over the other ones.
Jones says Tuesday is the last evening people can vote.
People are wonderful. We love to have them come vote in person. And I just encourage everyone to vote. So if you haven't done it yet, please do it now.
The preliminary results of the election will be released on Tuesday night once ballot boxes and vote centers close. The initial results will only include ballots that were mailed in or dropped off before Election Day. Official results won't be certified by election officials until October 21st. With help from the rest of the KTOO news team, I'm Clarice Larson in Juneau.